You're hearing jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, new and old, on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me in Digging Spud Murphy. While it's true that one can find other remarkable but little-known big band arrangers such as Jimmy Mundy, Benny Carter, and Mary Lou Williams, as I read about Spud over and over again, words like unrecognized genius and neglected hero came up. Murphy's arrangements for major swing bands like Benny Goodman, Casa Loma, and others helped create swinging, popular music that was so good that musicians wanted to play it. People wanted to dance to it and buy the discs, and other bands wanted to purchase the sheet music. Here's more of my discussion with Dean Mora and Spud Murphy. The title tune, Goblin Market, is one of Spud's originals.
Yes, that's an original that he wrote in conjunction with Joe Hames. That was when he was an arranger for the Joe Hames Orchestra. Spud can corroborate this. This was based on a poem that your daughter liked. Is that how that worked?
Yeah, she was 7 years old, and she had this poem that she was reading. She says, Daddy, will you give me a birthday present? I said, what is it? It says, will you write a piece for Goblin Market? And I said, I suppose. So I wrote a piece for Goblin Market. That's all.
That was apparently a rather dated Gothic poem?
Yes, it's quite a bizarre poem. I actually read it. It was done in 1860, and it's laced with all these sort of hidden meanings and subtexts, which are quite advanced for its age, and it's very strange. If you ever get a copy of it, read it.
It's rather unusual, sort of in the model of Chant of the Weed or Queer Notion, something like that.
It's something that's very characteristic of the Joe Hames Orchestra at the time. Very angular, zigzag type of rhythms with some really strange, futuristic, as you will, futuristic sounding harmonies and all that sort of thing. That's definitely one of the hallmarks of the Hames Orchestra.
Spud, what can you tell me about the Joe Hames Orchestra?
Well, a lot, but I can't tell you whether I was angular or zigzag. The Joe Hames Orchestra, well, Joe Hames and I were friends, and we put together bands, and other people took them.
Was he just a director, or was he a musician as well?
Oh, no, he was a composer, arranger, piano player, and everything else. Affectionately named him the Little Giant.
Wow.
Because he was short of stature but long on musical intelligence.
Where was that based out of, New York?
Yeah, because if you're not based out of New York, you're not working.
Mm-hmm. Did the band tour?
Well, they played mostly one-night stands, but sometimes we would go like a place called Pottstown, Pennsylvania, which is close to Baltimore and Washington and Philadelphia, and all of those. It was a good place, so we just parked there one time and put out a call that we were going to build a band. And so people came from all around those areas.
When you were doing these one-night stands, would you appear on local radio to build interest?
Yes, sometimes, if there was any. I mean, because we didn't control what they did. We just worked the jobs. When we played Baltimore, Joe Hames was very popular there, so we were always on radio from there.
In Baltimore?
Yeah.
So you did quite a few charts for the Hames Orchestra.
Yes, I didn't count them, maybe.
I think in the notes it's cited as 44.
Well, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I think that's the number I came up with.
Well, that's good, because that's reversible, so we can't get lost.
Well, there's some terrific tunes in there. Dames and Modern Melody.